For nearly four decades, journalist David Bedian has been sounding the alarm on what he calls one of the most underreported crises in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, the weaponization of education. David's research exposes how Palestinian school textbooks, particularly those under UNRWA's umbrella, don't merely foster hatred, but openly glorify the killing of Jews. This isn't about incitement in vague terms. It's about an education system that Bedian claims trains children for martyrdom. David Bedian, journalist and founder of IsraelBehindTheNews.com, thank you for joining us on the line from Israel. You have drawn a sharp distinction between hatred and murder. What exactly do these textbooks teach that crosses that line?
Hatred is words. Indoctrination is action. What I've been doing, and you can see my work at IsraelBehindTheNews.com on our homepage. You'll see the 26 movies we've made over the past 20 years. Very clear that the children are being taught to murder Jews, and it's not on something theoretical. Today, as we're speaking, in Bethlehem, in the UNRWA schools in Bethlehem, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency schools in Bethlehem, they're starting a summer camp, this year's summer camp. And the kids begin the day singing a song about wiping out the Jews. And they call it the right of return by force of arms. And they have a song which they sing about the annihilation of Jews. And they do so very enthusiastically. Don't believe me? Take a look at our films, IsraelBehindTheNews.com. Look at where it says documentary films. Look on the education. It's right there. We're being ignored. We predicted what would happen on October 7. The week before, we met senior Israeli officials to say that the UNRWA schools were about to explode, and we were ignored. So it's the greatest scoop of my life, but also the greatest painful moment of my life that I had to see such a thing. I have four Israeli journalists and four Arab journalists working with us. It's a very clear message that they're getting, that they have the right to kill Jews. Now, this is not a Nazi education system. All of my colleagues who studied the Nazis showed how the Nazis did everything possible to hide their actions. They do nothing to hide their actions. Everything is open. The only people who are trying to cover for them are Jewish professionals or in the world of the media who try to say this isn't happening. And in the last 2 years during this war in Gaza, it was not only in Gaza, but the Israel television, there's four Israel television stations, none of them have shown our movies, and the movies speak for themselves. So I'm in a sense taking a shortcut around the movies to speak to you today and anyone else we can. And we're making a new movie and also a new study of the Palestinian school books, which have been adopted by UNRWA, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, and financed by the major nations in the world. The leading financier is Germany. And this is a very clear message that I want to give. And the war isn't over. The indoctrination has produced the fervor around the world for killing Jews, and I've been at this for a long time. They always tried to say they were a human rights movement. Well, that mask was dropped 2 years ago, and the full support given to the murders that took place not only on October 7, but after that, and it continues to be. So understand what's going on. I've been in Israel for 55 years. I've been in the world of the media for 38 years. I got this idea to film them when I was actually in the Israeli army and doing my reserves duty in September 93. And there was a memo that the army put out that the Arafat and the PA, the PLO, had new colors. So I called my Arab colleagues and said, is that the case? And they said, absolutely not. They're doing the same curriculum, same schools, same songs, same message, and it's just not being reported. So that's the story. And that's what I've been doing for 37 years, getting this message across.
A lot of questions I want to ask you. As you say, you've been investigating this for 37 years. Why has the world, including major donor countries, remained largely silent?
There's an economic reason, because making money with the Palestinians is a big story. There's even 450 Israel corporations that are invested in the Palestinian Authority and in UNRWA. So you can make good money if you ignore this stuff. A second, it's not convenient. What is convenient is to buy into the line that is promoted all over the world, that there's some kind of a human rights issue with the Palestinians. There are human rights issues. Keeping people in refugee camps against their will, that's the greatest human rights atrocity. But they're trying to say that Israel is doing it on purpose. And there's something called the Gaza Health Ministry, which is run by terrorists. I mean, to understand how this happened and how professionals ignore the reality in order to promote a certain point of view. And the point of view, they have songs which are popular in the Palestinian street, in the Palestinian YouTubes, about in a total annihilation of the Jews, and they don't cover it. But it became politically correct, if we want to use that term, to try to say that they have nothing to do with that. It's only a strange element. No, it's not a strange element. It's the mainstream of the Palestinian street. And the idea of justifying the killing of Jews because of what they call right of return for the four, in honor of the right of return, in honor of the right to kill Jews, and they say it over and over and over again. It's repeated over and over again. But also, as Goebbels, the Nazi minister of propaganda, would have said, a lie repeated often enough becomes believable. Mm. And I just ask for people, what I ask is for the opportunity to make these presentations. And if there's so, by the way, not all is black there. I'm right now sitting in Hebron, in Hebron there's four courageous Arab Islamic leaders who have come out against Hamas and against the Palestinian Authority. These are people I've known for 40 years, very courageous. They're bucking not only the PLO and Hamas, but they're also bucking the Western governments who want to keep things as they are.
David,
because when you promote murder, mm-hmm. Yes, go ahead.
You sorry to interrupt you. You were talking about the songs, but I wanted to ask you something about the textbooks. Can you take us inside
yes.
one of those textbooks? What would shock
sure, of course.
The average parent the most?
I think if I were to think about that, it would be you asked me a question which I there's so many things that are shocking to parents.
One. Okay, but tell us a few.
The issue of children being taught to die as martyrs and not regret it for a moment, and that you will get not only a life in the next world, but your family will be paid for it, and that's not something that is easy to deal with. Both on the spiritual level and on the very practical level, that you will be awarded in the Muslim world to come, but at the same time your family will be taken care of, and the Muslim, perhaps the most shocking things in the school books, and this is something I showed to the head of the United Nations, Guterres, who met with him four times, showed his staff. There's a school book which glorifies a woman who murdered 37 people on a bus, including 13 children, and Dalal al-Mughribi is her name. And there's a school book in which is the you might say the flagship of Palestinian and UNRWA education, dedicated to her memory and to her actions. And if that's not shocking, what is shocking? That a United Nations, I grew up understanding the United Nations was a message of peace. And there you have a new school book, and
wow.
Guterres asked that it be removed.
Wow.
And guess what? UNRWA removed it for a year and brought it back. And there's no, where's the outcry? Where's the outcry of Jews, by the way? Why is not one Jewish organization demanding a removal of this education?
So what is
Why?
The answer to
I
that?
I don't get an answer.
What do
I
you think?
You have to ask them.
David?
I think that they're all economically mm-hmm. Economically invested, and they put that as priority.
David, do Palestinian children have any alternative sources of education, or is this the only narrative that they're exposed to?
Unfortunately, the tragic situation, when in my first years in Israel there were alternatives, they've been wiped out. And the only source of education between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas is this curriculum. One curriculum, and which is a unified curriculum between the Palestinian Authority and Hamas, which is a curriculum encouraging Arabs to murder. There is not another curriculum. I wish there were. I'm an optimistic fellow. I'm a social worker by profession. I would like to be able to give another answer. And a certain liberal Jewish movement offered me $10,000 to produce what they say for peace. I said, I can't take the money because it's not there. But that's the issue.
David, I would love to continue this interview, and I'm going to lock you in for a follow-up to this because there's just too much to talk about. I want to urge listeners to go and look at your website, IsraelBehindTheNewsOneWord.com. And just listening to you, your work is a reminder that the roots of violence often begin in the classroom. And your warning is clear that if the world continues to fund and ignore this kind of indoctrination, we're not just turning a blind eye, we're actually financing the next war. That is David Bedin, journalist and founder of IsraelBehindTheNews.com.